and welcome to MGP 536. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog, Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
I've just discovered that my little Elgato key light is magnetic on the back, and I can just stick it to my computer. That is amazing. Is there any disadvantage to sticking magnets to the side of my computer? Yeah,
magnetize it to the CPU so you won't forget whereabouts on the computer you put it.
Yeah, that's genius,
or the hard
though.
Drive.
I need more metal things. What else have I got in my office that's metal that I can stick this to? This is amazing. I might have my walls replaced with metal. Can you get metal walls in a house? Is that normal?
I don't think you'd want that, though.
I would, because then I could put lights everywhere.
I mean, couldn't you, like, buy squares of metal and stick them where you want them on the wall and then that thing on the metal?
I might just get a load of fridges in here and line the walls with fridges. That's probably the sensible solution. Anna, if we go on a cruise, we could stick this on the wall of the cabin because they're metallic.
What did you just call me?
Anna.
It sounded like you said Alan.
Do you know what I was about to say? I said Alan. And
I accidentally called you Alan because that would be completely normal.
I was asking. That you sounded like you said Alan.
From now on, I'm calling you Alan. That's amazing.
Please don't. No.
How are we all on this fine week? Anyway, has anyone else discovered a secret magnet on their desk?
No, but you're making me wonder. I was going to say, when you asked how the week's been, I was like, you know when fish get unwell and they kind of flip onto their side and they can't stay upright properly? I've got the equivalent of that, I guess, in humans. I think my sinuses are wrecked. I've had a nosebleed since November, and I spoke to my doctor about it.
You've had a nosebleed since November, did you just say? You've not had one? Because not having one since November is completely normal.
No, I've had one. And my doctor was like, oh, come in on Monday. And I thought, well, I'm talking to you now. Like, I mean, I was talking to you about something else, but I was like, I'm talking to you now. And he was like, come in Monday next week. And I'm like, yeah, but since November, come on. And he was like, yeah, come in on Monday. And I'm like, mate, I can't be upright. And I basically just sit in my
surely
work chair.
Surely it was just dripping all over his floor, if it was an actual nosebleed.
No, I was talking to him on the phone when I was, and it's not like just constantly
gonna
flowing.
I was going to say, you're sat in his office making an absolute mess of blood. So we'll deal with that in 2 weeks.
But I sort of explained to him that it's just not going away. And he was just like, yeah, don't worry about it. So I've just been unable to do anything, really. I've just been lounging around. I've had games that I got for Christmas and it's just like, I've not touched them. I've played other games, which I'll talk about later, but it has just basically been work chair, sofa, work chair, sofa. Sometimes just sofa. But
I didn't think you needed an excuse for that. I thought that was just standard.
Well, I guess probably why no one really noticed any difference. I found that weirdly, actually, and conveniently, I mean, all of this has been very convenient, really, while I've been off. But Mrs. Sheepdog would be like, do you want some rum or something? And I'd be like, I don't know if I really should. And then I would have someone be like, do you know what? I actually feel a bit better. I feel like it's kind of unbalanced the unbalancing and set me almost right. I didn't drive, obviously, but I reckon I probably could have.
That's such a strange sentence for somebody to say to somebody else. Do you want some rum? Is that what goes on in normal houses? Am I just weird? Even back when I used to drink, I don't think there was ever the do you want some rum question.
Well, I mean,
it's a very specific way of offering a beverage.
That's because that's what it was. There was, like, my mum got me some rum at Christmas, and there was gin as well. I'm sure she asked me if I wanted gin. I probably just said rum because I'm literally drinking rum at the moment to help me stay upright. that's not why. It's because she offered me some.
Did she say, do you want rum and only rum, please?
No, to be fair, this time she said, would you like a drink?
That's a more normal question.
She had given me Buck's Fizz earlier, which I thought was random because it's not Christmas anymore, is it? So today is the last day of Christmas, I believe.
Not when the listener's listening. If they're listening to you drinking Buck's Fizz, that's unlucky.
That's a good point. I've cursed them all. But it's been a weird one where, as I say, I've just been kind of floating through this. I feel like this is what happened to me the year I met you. The start of that year, I had labyrinthitis and
that sounds very made up.
9 weeks where I was just like, just wrecked. It was worse than this is, but I was on tranquilizers then for that, and that wasn't good. I'm hoping I don't have to go back on them, because that is a really bizarre time where you just, yeah, you're very tranquil, funnily enough. But
is that what tranquilizers are?
What?
Is that what tranquilizers are?
Yeah, they just kind of, I can't really explain it. They just slow you right down. I thought they
made a horse pass out so they could be transported safely.
Well, yeah, if you have too much of it, if you like...
Were they trying to transport you safely? Is that what was happening?
I think they were just trying to enable me to transport myself safely.
Interesting. I don't remember you doing a lot of transporting yourself ever during that first year of uni.
Oh, yeah, by the time I met you, I'd been off them for 6 months, and I was at my absolute full... what's the reverse of tranquil? Enraged?
For a minute, I thought you were saying your absolute peak. That was the absolute pinnacle of your... Oh, my God, word.
God, no. That was the start of the decline, if I recall correctly. But no, I'm pretty sure...
people start comparing themselves to me. There's no good can come of it.
You probably staved off a little bit, but yeah. But yeah, that's been my week, basically just trying to hold on to the ground.
Sounds like you've just had a week of coming up with an excuse to drink more rum. That's all we're hearing.
It's worked out nicely, for sure. But at some point, I'd like to enjoy some of my Christmas presents.
Well, you got the rum for Christmas. We already established that.
That's almost gone now.
Maybe you could trade your games in for rum. Is that a thing that people can do?
There must be games for rum. That must be like a thing. You know, they have guns for toys, didn't they?
They have those music magpie machines in Asda. You could go and use one of those, and then presumably that would give you a token you can exchange for rum. That's probably it. I imagine there's been some of that going on in Asda over the last couple of weeks, trading in games for rum, surely.
Do you know what? I've not had to try. Maybe it's a thing.
Anyone else found any mystery magnets? I only got an answer out of Sheepdog.
No.
No?
I'm looking. I can't see anything. I've got a distress ball. That's about it.
That's, no magnets. That's quite upsetting. Oh, I've just found my pig mask. Pig puppet. Sorry, it's not a mask. I don't have a pig mask. I'm not an idiot. I've got a pig puppet, though. I've just found it. I've got a pug mask and a pig puppet.
Yeah,
it's all completely fine. Should we talk about some video games? We haven't done that for a few weeks, have we? I feel like we might be due, because we had the Zeitgeist last week. We had Game of the Year the week before, when Baldur's Gate 3 was declared the best game of 2023, because the final decisive vote did go to the very wise listener base. And that was officially declared game of 2023. So much so that Anna went back and played about 1,000 hours of it, including...
I played 1,000 hours of it.
You were up until 4 a.m. playing that one. That's what makes it good. If you'd have deliberately stayed up until then, it wouldn't be as impressive. But the fact that you didn't realise it was 4 a.m. because you were having such a lovely time shows how good the game is.
Just an accident.
Well, that's exactly the same thing, isn't it?
Exactly. I've made it to Act 3, which apparently is quite rare because most people just constantly restart and keep redoing Act 1. But I am on Act 3 now. Still not finished it. Not played it for a couple of days because work getting busy again. Now Christmas is gone. Boo, here, spring Christmas back. But yeah, I'm into Act 3. It feels, bearing in mind how, and I'm like 50 hours in as well. Bearing in mind how much I've played and how much I've enjoyed it really feels like it opens up in Act 3, which sounds like an insane thing to say, but all of a sudden, I can go anywhere and do anything, and I'm in the city now. I've made it to Baldur's Gate, and it feels like a different game again. It's mad. There's so much to do, and I know I keep going on about how good it is, but goodness me, is it good. I need to find some time to play some more of it, but unfortunately it's January, which means at some point I need to sort my taxes, so I can talk about taxes next week. That's going to be fun. That's my weekend, so probably no more Baldur's Gate for me for a little while. But what I did play of it first half of the week, it just keeps getting betterer and betterer and betterer. And exciting news about video games as well, the aliens are gone from Football Manager. I've had
wait what
I've had I've had Matt car park tech support Matt in my house all afternoon, and he has eliminated the aliens that had been invading Football Manager pretty much since the launch of the full game. It was just a graphical glitch that would make the game feel like it was tearing into another dimension every time we took a near post corner. But he has finally fixed it. It seems for anyone who is having this problem in Football Manager, and I fully acknowledge I probably have other platforms where I could give this information and it's more likely to be useful. But if you are, if you are a weirdo who loves a bit of Football Manager, but this is the only time you ever hear me speak, the way to get rid of it, you have to get rid of the game ready NVIDIA drivers. There's something broken in the game ready version of the NVIDIA graphics card drivers. If you replace them with the studio drivers, which are not game specific, it magically takes them away. We did lots and lots of trial and error, but it was the game ready driver that was breaking it. Possibly the PhysX, is that the thing?
He
muttered something about that. Apparently that's in the game ready driver, but not the studio driver, and it's possibly something within there. The general gist is, based on what we've discovered this afternoon and what we've been figuring out and testing all the way through, my computer is too good to play FM24. They haven't tested it on like good graphics cards because nobody who plays Football Manager has got one. And the combination of my fancy graphics card playing in 4K and this issue within the game ready graphics driver was making the stadium roofs tear apart. Apparently they weren't rendering properly, now he's taken those drivers off, replaced them with just the studio drivers, and it works wonderfully. And even though we all acknowledge that frame rates are not a thing, it's gone from struggling to consistently do 30 frames a second before to just as a solid 60. He's shown me the numbers as proof. I see no difference, but apparently it runs a lot smoother now as well. So there was definitely not just the alien issue, there was just something about these game ready versions of the drivers that was breaking the game, which is ridiculous. But it is now fixed, and I now have studio drivers, and all is right with the world. I hate PCs. They are rubbish. I am a Mac guy. I am an iPhone guy. I am a console guy. I hate all this fiddling around. It's rubbish. I don't know how you PC nerds put up with it. I feel like I need to go and get some ice cream cones because I was right all along. Past Kev was always right. PC gaming is ridiculous. Just get it on console. Whatever you want to play, just get it on console, kids. Much less of a headache.
I do agree with you. It's I come back to streaming this week and I thought, what do I want to play? And I was like, do you know what? I want to just carry on. I want to play a Switch game because I don't want to have to set something up. And I mentioned to you off just before the podcast started that I'd got the upgrade to Windows 11 alert and was like, do I want to click this? And my geeky mate was like, no, you know, he's a computer person. He was like, no, don't click it. I'm not, they were prior Windows 10 out of my cold dead hands, which you were like, I just clicked yes. I lean towards your mode of thinking, but I know the moment I click it, I'm going to end up having to do hours worth of work I don't want to do. And it's annoying to think that everything else in the world I could just click update or install or whatever and it'll just do it.
Because that's the thing, while it wasn't working on PC, I've spent all week streaming and making my videos playing Football Manager on my Mac and taking that into the PC into OBS through an Elgato, and it, without me having to do anything on the Mac, it just runs perfectly. I don't even know if graphic drivers are a thing. I've certainly never... I have to update them on my PC every 2 weeks. I assume the Mac updates itself sometimes, maybe. All I know is I turned it on, installed Football Manager, and it just works perfectly straight out of the box. Just no... You know, no issue with it. It's a very confusing thing. Apple just need to take over. I can't understand why Apple's not more popular, boys and girls. It really should catch on. You should check out this company called Apple. They make good stuff.
From what I understand, the reason it's good is because they stop devs being able to do anything that they don't authorize.
Good. Yeah, which... because devs are idiots. Yeah. This is the demonstration of that. The general gist of why I've had this problem for 3 months is because nobody at Sports Interactive tested the game in 4K on a top-end graphics card. It just... I mean... What? Yeah, I mean, I had to give them my specs so they could go out and get a machine to try and test. I mean, why have they not got one? They're a game dev. I should have a better PC than them.
So, the shoe polish wasn't working on my diamond shoes.
you would think that they would have tested the computer, my bob. It's silly, very silly. But you don't have that problem on Mac. Don't let devs make decisions. Let the Mac people do it. Mac people are good.
That said, I did. My phones in the house were due to be upgraded today. They all came in, and I remember updates just being a matter of scanning that fancy ball that appears on the screen and all doing it all for you. But I spent 2 hours. I mean, I think it's probably because I'm unwell, but I was like just barely able to sit up straight, and I'm trying to go five phones to all update and Apple are not my friend right now. It's all done now, it works, but it took too long. If it had been Windows, I'd probably still be doing it. I'd have been like, can't do tonight's podcast. I've got to update a Windows phone.
I mean, if you started updating Windows just before the podcast, that probably would have been the final straw. We'd have had a breakaway podcast that didn't involve you. That would have been ridiculous.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, I did do that update right before that flight, but I asked your permission before I did that. I asked your advice, and you said yes.
I think I sarcastically said, yes, this is a great time for you to update your phone just as we're about to board an aeroplane.
And I took you at your word, did it? Because, you know.
Yeah. Oh, your tickets are on there. Yes, now is a great time to update your phone.
I'm pretty sure you were like, we've got ages. It's at least 15 minutes away. Yes, it'll be fine.
That doesn't sound like me.
So is that your lot, Baldur's Gate and Football Manager this week?
Pretty much, yeah. I like to mix it up.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's not too bad, is it? It's Baldur's Gate's a massive game. I have, as I mentioned, been unable to move much, but when I did stream for a bit, I did actually cry off about three quarters of the way through because I felt unwell. But I was playing Mario Wonder on stream, and I mean, I know we've talked about it already. We put it in our game of the year. It is excellent. We didn't really go into a lot of detail about the things like the badges you can unlock to give you different abilities as you go through it, the different, just the new features they've added in. I feel like the hat glide thing has stitched me up a bit because I purposely picked being Daisy on the stream one because I assumed she'd float with her dress like she does in every game they're in. But they only float if you have the hat feature. And I was like, what's the point of being Daisy or Peach then? They're the same height as Luigi. There's no benefit. But yeah, other than that, it's been really cool. Enjoyed playing it. I'm going to be streaming that for a bit for the however long we play it for, however long it takes to complete it. But yeah, it's been very cool. I also completed the, what's it called, Indigo Disc, Scarlet and Violet DLC, caught the legends on that, finished the story. I don't know if you'd have seen, but on the 11th of January, they're bringing out like an epilogue update. I think that one's, I can't tell if it's like an addition to the DLC or whether it's an addition to the game, because they kind of called it the Scarlet and Violet epilogue, and you think, well, that sounds like it's going to be part of the main game, right? But yeah, there's an update coming out in 5 days that's going to let people catch some new mythical in here and finish the story off kind of thing. And I'm hoping there'll be a bit of a resolution because they never really... So the thing that was the crux of the story, they never really gave an explanation of. And it was like, okay. So if they don't give it in the epilogue, it feels kind of bizarre that they could do a whole, however long, you know, 50-hour story, or I don't know how long it'd be. I'm saying next, I played a lot of the game. And not resolve, you know, what is this thing? It seems a bit cheeky. I think they sort of have, but it would be weird if they don't give a proper explanation because it's kind of been a bit vague. Alongside that, I think part of the reason I didn't get to kind of play anything new and where I've been laying on the sofa being a bit weird and wobbly, I fell down a bit of a nerdy rabbit hole with Pokemon where I think I've mentioned before that I'd found, as well as there being a dex for all the Pokemon, there was a dex for the abilities and moves, and I found I had most of them. I've spent like the past 4 days pretty much exclusively trying to unlock all the moves on this dex, and I feel lame. I am lame. I know I'm lame. There's no real benefit or, I don't know, game to this other than roaming around trying to catch specific things just to tick them off a list. I got to the point where it's got so bad, I printed out the ones I needed with like what the move was, what the Pokemon was, and I was just like ticking them off as I got them, just because it was easier than constantly having to check the app and remind myself what was missing and blah, blah, blah. And I'm down to like the last 20 now, and I'm just like, I'm so close to being done. And I kind of just want it to end at this point, because it's at the point where I've got all of the ones pretty much that are in Gen 9 and Gen 8. And it's like, I might be able to get some from the Let's Go games, but otherwise I'm going to have to find my 3DS, fire up the Gen 7 games and try and use Bank before that all gets shut down. Because that's only got another month or so left running, I think. So it's either now or never, basically. And I'm thinking, do I really want to be doing it? I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it. But yeah, I'm going to be firing up these old games on the 3DS and trying to just square my list, basically. And then they'll probably release 20, 30 new moves and I'll be screwed because I have to go do it all again. But that's kind of kept me still actively playing something while I've been lounging around on the sofa. I really want to start Final Fantasy 16, but I need to get past Monday, I guess. The doctor needs to tell me whatever's making me float around like a fish. You can't sit up straight. And hopefully I'll be back on it.
Splendid. Ooh. I should probably play that DLC at some point.
I think it was good. The second part, I mean, the first part was fun in that there's a good story there. And it's just there's some really funny parts to it. The second part was more Pokemon-y in that you're at this big school that's got this massive terrarium full of Pokemon you can go in and catch. And yeah, there's just a lot of stuff to catch. You know, they, once you've kind of done the stuff that's in that bit, you can also go back into the original map, and there's a guy called Snackworth that tells you about Pokemon he met when he was younger, and they're all legends, basically. So it gives you a sweet. This is, oh, this one loves this sweet. And then when you go out to where he's vaguely described it, there'll be the legend standing there for you to catch. So that's been cool. I've been doing a bit of that as well. But yeah, I'm sort of, it's funny because I know it's a lot of it is sort of rehashy because it's giving you legends that have already been in it, but it definitely ekes another, like, well, it depends how you do it. If you sat there with a guide, you're probably going to get another 2 hours out of it. If you just try and wing it and see what you can find, you're going to probably get 5, 6, 7 hours of roaming around, finding different things. I discovered things I didn't know were in the game while I was roaming around, which is quite cool. Yeah, it just helps you get a bit more out of it. But that's kind of... I feel like it's, I need to stop playing it soon. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, okay, this is all I've been doing for a long time. I could do some suggestions, really, of things I could be laying on the sofa playing.
Baldur's Gate.
Well, no, that isn't a massive fantasy epic. That's the kind of, if I'm going to play a fantasy, I'd play Final Fantasy 16, but I can't focus on it at the moment. It's basically been doing this and watching Taskmaster and drinking rum. It's like, that's my pastimes at the moment.
Baldur's Gate. It's good. Try it. Get a Steam Deck. Play Baldur's Gate on it. Problem solved.
Baldur's
Gate. You're welcome. Yeah, exactly. Shut up, Alan. Right. Anna, Orpab, somebody say some words.
Some words.
You say excellent. Alan again.
He did say Alan.
Did you say Alan again?
No, you did. You said
he
Alan
was referencing
again.
His inability to speak.
I see.
It was a callback to an earlier plot point.
There you go. I find it troubling that Sheepdog's the only one who can follow along.
Do you know what? I probably should acknowledge this because I don't know. I don't think it came through. There was no lines on my Audacity or anything. But I don't know what got into my family in the first 20 minutes of this frigging episode. But I had my youngest screaming his head off outside the door. My daughter and her friend were shouting to each other upstairs. And Ollie was just banging the floor like it was a drum kit. And I was texting them all, just being like, stop kicking the floor, stop shouting, stop this. And I've been ranting at them via text. And apparently my daughter's gone out and my son stood at the door waving her off and yelling towards her and cheering. Like, I'm like, I'm literally recording a podcast. So I don't think it's come through. But if it has, or I was slightly distracted sounding, that was half of the reason why. but I'm guessing you three didn't hear any of it, but
hope it's all made it into the recording. That'd be great.
I can't believe how, like, they're not normally like this, and I felt really bad for Mrs. Sheepdog because I was texting her as well, being like, please deal with this, but she's done everything she could. It's quiet now, but I couldn't believe it. They're not normally that bad.
She got them all a rum. They're happy,
probably.
Yeah,
That was another callback, everybody. You see, I'm on it
this evening. Yeah, great.
And I hate a callback, apparently.
I don't like being called Alan. Like, I've lived with him for enough years. I don't know why.
Hates callbacks so much, her acting career went down the toilet, didn't it?
Yeah.
You sound sadder than expected there.
I'm tired. I was very poorly last night. And...
Oh, my acting career, I remember.
It's great. No idea.
Tell us about video games, Anna.
This week I haven't really been playing much.
That's not true.
Well, it is, because all I've played is Uncharted 4.
That's still a game.
Really?
Yeah, okay. But it's like a very old game from PS4 era. I just felt like playing it. Don't know why. Just looked at it and went, I want to play that. So I have. So I'm like, I found the jungle. And that's all I would say about that. But, yeah.
I mean, I think you can spoil this really old game.
I want to, because some people may not have played it. People might not have...
I think anyone who plans to play it has already played it, surely. Nobody is still saving it.
You don't know. But, spoilers, I found Libertalia. I believe that is what he's called. I found that and now... I'm being hit by a woman and my brother is there. So that's what's happening at the moment in the game. I don't remember half of what's going on. Like I look at games and go, oh, I remember this. I remember every like story beat and I don't, because I'm playing this. Like, I don't remember any of this. Not a clue. I remember being in Scotland. I remember going to the auction, and I remember them bits, but I remember finding Libertalia and what happened there, but the bits between Scotland and Libertalia, not a clue. I was like, nope, couldn't give you a call back to any of this in the game. So I'm just having a fun, enjoyable time with Nathan and Sam, and just going on my way, finding the pirate treasure, and it's glorious and works fine. So I have the PS4 version, but playing on the PS5. And yeah, Baldur's Gate, I accidentally stayed up till 4. Didn't mean to. I was going to bed. I was like, I'm just going to finish this bit here. I didn't want to leave it on a big story section. I thought, I'll just finish this bit and then I'll go, and I'll be there soon. I looked at my clock, it was 1. And I was like, I'll come soon, because obviously it's 1. I don't want to be up all night. And then the next time I looked at my phone, it was 4. And I don't know how that happened. I don't know how.
Because it's a great game.
I don't know how that section took me 3 hours.
Are you confident you didn't fall asleep and then wake back up
again? No, I didn't fall asleep. I remember I was... because I played the area before. But before, it didn't take me 3 hours to complete. I must have gone about it a different way, and I was just like, what's happening? And yeah, it was 4, and I just turned it off and then went to sleep on the sofa. I was like, there's no point waking you up. But yeah, it was 4, and I don't know how that happened. It was...
I don't think you could have woke him up if you tried.
Probably not.
I assume we've spoken about it on the show, because we often cover it off air, but Kev sleeps in such a bizarre sensory deprivation kind of way, that his ears, eyes, mouth, nose, everything is covered, and he's under a sheet and he's wrapped in it, and yeah.
Yeah. There's no way everybody sleeps.
Yeah, but he gets at me if I accidentally wake him, he'll moan at me for the rest of the day, and
for you to have woken me, you had to have done something spectacular. There's no way it can happen accidentally. You must have done
that's
it
why
on
I
purpose.
Didn't come back to bed last night, because I was having issue and I was in up and out of bed, and I just I don't want to wake you, so I'll just stay downstairs and keep visiting the facilities at home, because we ate something bad and we shouldn't have ate it.
Not bad. Doing a poopsie.
Lots of poopsies, yes. And that made me say, that made me miss the gym and stay in bed till 2 this afternoon, because, yeah, my stomach was like,
We really are getting old, aren't we? This is becoming a feature. We're just talking about what ailments have taken us out this week.
No, because I had some rice noodles and some bow buns, and that's all I had because Kevin wanted a kebab because he's going on his weird vegetarian vegan kick that he goes on every January. But he wanted a kebab first, and so he had that. I had some rice noodles from like at home and some bao buns from the freezer, and I had four pieces of meat from him, and that made me be up all night. So yeah, not doing that ever again. I don't like kebabs at the best of times. I hate them. I don't think they're very nice, but I always like to have a piece. Never again am I touching that stuff again. He just does not agree with me whatsoever. It's awful. So yeah, last night's blamed on Kevin. Kevin's bad food. Was you? It's all your bad food. Yeah. Bad Kevin. But that's it. That is all I have played. I'm just waiting for Prince of Persia now, and Suicide Squad and whatnot.
Well, Pabby, I hope you've played an awful lot. This is the shortest podcast we've done in a long time.
Not a lot.
Well, then talk as long as you can about the games you've played. And then when you're done, tell us about your hopes and dreams for the next 10 years.
What, in games?
No, just in life. Fill half an hour. Go.
I think I could do more on games than I could in written life.
Now we've got your phone number, Pab. I feel like we've got a little crack.
I've not checked that message group. Shall I check it now? We'll do it live.
No, full of Willy pictures.
Oh, it's not, is it?
I actually don't know if I've still got access to that because I bloody forgot to back up WhatsApp when I did the phone.
Okay, block him now.
Yeah, easy. Problem solved.
But no, I was going to say, like, we've obviously opened that little crack where we said to Pab last week, we don't have your number, Pab. Can we actually have it? It's been 10 years. And he shared it with us. And so now we want to know his hopes and dreams.
Well, he shared a number with us and said, but I'm not going to check it ever. So he's just made up a bunch of digits.
I did text him and he read the text out that I sent him. Guessed.
It does work. It's there. I do see them. I just don't respond in that manner. If you send me a message that way, it'll come and a response will come through Twitter. So, what have I done? I don't know. What have I done? Like you lot, I've been ill, and like last weekend was pretty much spent just in bed, just recovering. And I've been back to work this week. I'm okay again now. I'm all right. So it's left me with very little time to play much. One thing I got over Christmas was a little game called Jusant. Have you seen or heard of Jusant?
Yes, I have.
It's the climbing thing. It's on Game Pass and stuff like that, but I've got it on Steam. And it's a climbing game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do like to clamber.
Yeah, yes, it's a clambering game.
It's a clamber, all right. It's a clamber that's more akin to something like, what is it called? Was it Grow Home? I can't remember. They had a sequel as well, I think, where your left and right arms are attached to the left and right trigger. So you have to kind of like climb up things like one at a time sort of thing. It's not like you're Uncharted or you're Jedi Survivor or whatever. You just kind of just throw yourself at a wall and you'll stick to it and you'll just shimmy across stuff. You've kind of got to... not methodically, but you've got to at least be able to navigate the handholds and where to stand and grab onto and stuff like that. And then you can put you can set up yourself with the little, is it pitons? Is it them little things that you can put in the wall and you can have a rest?
Yeah.
You can set them up as well, so you're not just going to fall, because you can tether yourself to the actual wall, so you're not going to fall down. I'm not 100% sure about what the premise is properly right now. I've played only probably about maybe an hour and a half. But you initially pretty much just start at the foot of this massive, like, I don't think it's a mountain. I feel like it's...
It's the sea like has disappeared, hasn't
more
it?
More of a molehill.
So it's like, it's coral and rock and things like that.
Yes, it's like, it is a mountain. It's like this civilization is kind of like built into it sort of thing. So it's not man-made, but it's not like Everest. They're like more structured, and you start climbing it, and then you go into like little, there's like little bit inlays and bits of cave systems where people obviously used to live. There's nobody there now, but you find notes of like this old civilization that was there, and it doesn't seem old like an ancient civilization. Like you're not seeing cave painting sort of thing, and it's like letters and notes of a civilization, like I said, where the sea has gone. Like there's no sea anymore. There's no water, so everyone's moved on. So, but there's a whole civilization where there's people talking about they have like a post service and a shop and all this sort of thing, and there's a big windmill there and whatever. So there's a whole proper civilization, but not there anymore. And I don't know whether I get the feeling I might be one of the civilization who's come back from a long trek or something like that, and who's coming back to an empty town. I don't know. But you also have a little friend with you, like who's a little, he's like a little blue blob, little like creature fella, and he lives in your backpack, and he comes out and he has a look around, and then certain points he'll glow up, and then you glow as well, and then there's like a checkpoint kind of thing where it's suddenly everything. You get to a certain point and then everybody pings something and they all glow and something happens. But it's nice. It's very chill. It's very soothing, relaxing. There's no real stress in the game. There's no enemies that I've seen so far. I don't necessarily think there is an enemy. I don't think it's that type of game. And yeah, it's a very nice, chill game. I'm thinking I'm going to try and put it on my Steam Deck. I think it'll work. It doesn't seem like it's too taxing to put on that. Yeah, it seems cool. Seems a cool little game. And I'm just now thinking, I don't think it would have got into my games of the year. But if I finished it, I might have done. It might have done. It might have sneaked in there somewhere. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. The only other thing that I've played of any decency is Rocket League. I'm playing Rocket League again. When you are in the Fortnite crew, like I am.
That's me. What a sentence.
What's up? What do you think the Fortnite crew is?
I don't even want to know. It sounds like a gang that hangs out outside Tesco.
if only every few weeks.
Fortnite crew is a paid membership.
Yeah, it sounds like I was about right.
Yeah, I don't hang outside of Tesco though. That gives me the right to not hang outside Tesco. It basically gets you the battle pass and what have you, and you get some V-Bucks and you get a skin every month. But it was it also gets you the Rocket League battle pass, and I just forget that that's a thing, and I play Rocket League every now and again with a few people on Discord, and then I just do some levels up and then it go, oh yeah, but I've got a battle pass. Okay, cool. I'm going to try and do more of that this time. Actually take advantage of the fact that I get a battle pass. I'm wondering now, do I get a battle pass in Thingy as well? Fall Guys. Because they have a battle pass and they own, Epic own the Fall Guys people. Interesting, I might have to look that up. I've never seen it anywhere inside Fortnite, but I do see the Rocket League one. So yeah, I've been playing that. We've entered there's tournaments, you know, in Rocket League. I didn't even know it was a thing. I thought you just go in and you just go pick however many on the team it is, and then you just play a game. This whole tournament systems. I've played in a few tournaments now. there's like daily tournaments that go on, and you just enter your team in, and then you just kind of get put into a bracket, and off you go. And then they inevitably get beat, and then turn it off. it's fun to be playing Rocket League. I'm not very good at it, but it's just nice to be doing stuff that's co-op that isn't Fortnite these days. The only other thing I've been playing is I've been playing a substantial amount of like handheld games. I got an analog pocket for Christmas. You're not gonna know what one of them is. Nope. People listening will have heard of them. I don't think any of you will have heard of an analog pocket.
I feel like it's something you could explain to us.
Analog pocket is it's a Game Boy, basically. It's a Game Boy that is made by a very specific people, analog to be precise, and they make recreations of hardware at a high spec and standard. So it has a really good quality screen on it, and you can play multiple systems in it. It allows you to play Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance. And then you can get an adapter for it to let you play Game Gear games and Neo Geo Pocket games and a few other different types. But here's the thing. The other thing you can do is then, because it's an FPGA system, it allows you to then put cores into it, and you could then put several cores into it, which I have done, which allows me to play NES, SNES games, Genesis, many different games and different variations of it, and they all run and play pretty much exactly as they would have done on the system that they are, because it's running through FPGA. So I've been just cycling through just old games. I've only done it this past week, putting all the cores on it and putting all the different things inside. I've been playing actual cartridge games. I've played a lot of played a fair amount of Stuntman on the Game Boy Advance. I played my one Game Boy Color game, which I do not know why I still own this. I own one Game Boy Color game, and it is David O'Leary Soccer Manager 2000.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely.
I don't know why I've kept it, but I have. I played a bit of that, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is a Game Boy Color game, and it was quite amusing for me to be playing. Bolton's on it. I was like, okay, great, I can play as Bolton in Division 1. And I was taken back to, what would I have been in 2000, like what, 14-ish, something like that.
Learning his age here as well.
14.
What's the same age as you?
I guessed by your username, to be fair, Pab, but you never actually said it, explicitly.
But yeah, I've just been going around seeing what does and doesn't work in, and seeing what I've played a lot of Tetris in many different variations.
Oh, I love Tetris.
I did play a lot of this, put the Game Boy version on and just kind of disappeared into it for a while, which is, it's not got any of the modern niceties in it, but it's still a classic, isn't it? The original Game Boy Tetris.
It's just the music that gets me.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah, well, I put it on, and it didn't have the music, and I went, this doesn't seem right. This feels wrong. So I was like, I literally stopped what I was doing, turned the volume up on the machine, and then went, this doesn't sound what? Then I reset and there was two different versions, and then I was like, okay, this is right. Okay, I feel better now. I don't feel sick now. Feels wrong doing it without the classic music. Yeah. I always find it weird that people play put the different music on in there. I was like, why?
No.
This is perfect. The original music is perfect. You don't need to put the other version on. It's wrong.
Pat, I'm reading their website. Do you have the dock as well?
No, because I don't. I could do, but I don't need it right now. This second, it's
that seems like a bit of a mad one that they basically made a Switch, but for all the older gens. I mean, you know, saying, because it's quite hard to, unless you buy like, I don't know, an emulating device or whatever like this, to have all of those SNES and NES and all of that era of game to be able to play that with HDMI without an adapter or anything is difficult.
There are ways to do it, and I think Analog themselves make actual old system, make like systems like this for like an SNES version and an NES version to let you put your old cartridges into. I think a Genesis as well, maybe. But
right, that's two. If you call it Genesis, it's just because
that's what everything that's what everything is known as in the terminology. So I just refer to it as that, and it's just kind of because also I never owned a Mega Drive. I've never owned a Mega Drive, so
oh,
I mean,
did you not?
I loved my Mega Drive.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I'm guessing you never owned a SNES because you keep calling it an SNES.
Well, this is the thing. Like, this is, I wouldn't. I don't know. My brain's a bit broken with it. I've done a lot of stuff. I think I was up. I think similar to Anna, I was accidentally up till nearly 4 a.m. getting this thing to run, and I was like, it's just got to a point where I was like, I'm just gonna let it finish what it's doing. It's doing something. It's ticking over. I can see the system doing stuff. I'm just gonna let it go, and it just kept going. I was like, I'm just in for it now. I'm sunk. No, it's just got to go. I can't turn it off now. I'm just gonna let it run. So it did what it's doing.
I'll be honest, Pab, this is like the kind of thing that I would spend a Sunday afternoon setting up, getting really frustrated with. I would break it, wreck it, fix it, get it going.
I let my friend do it. Pretty much, he just opened my screen on Discord and went. He went right, click on this, do this, and he said this bit'll take a while. And at the end of it, he went, mine didn't take that long to do. I said, I do not know what it was doing, that system. He said, it took about an hour for me or so. And I said, we were doing it for nearly 6 hours. I said, I don't know what it was doing.
Good Lord.
I've had times where I've been like, boys, come here, come sit with me. We'll play this game. I loved it when I was a kid. And then they just sit there absolutely unimpressed and bored.
I think that's kids
like,
in general these days. They go, Jesus, what the hell is this?
Yeah, what are you playing, you freak? And then they leave me to it, and then I just get, I'm like, oh, yeah, it wasn't really worth it. You know, I've spent all this time, and now I remember these games are rock hard. I haven't got the time to complete it. I'll see you later. Got, my house is littered with things, not like this specifically, but, you know, things I've tried to build or set up or buy over the years.
Yeah,
and Mega Drive collections in every console. I was looking at it when I first loaded it up thinking, how is this not a phone app where you could just, but I didn't realize it was the cartridges. So it's not just emulating.
Yeah, they don't officially endorse you to do the things that I've done to it, but they don't go, don't do this. They just kind of go, this is what it's for. And then just kind of leave the door open to saying it also does this. We didn't say that sort of thing, but I've just got a little like an old Electronics Boutique little like Game Boy Advance carry bag, and I just found it a few months ago, and it's just got all my old cartridges in it, and I was like, oh, this is really cool, I think I've got an old Game Boy Advance there, but the screen and it's no back, like the original Game Boy Advance has no backlight on it. No backlight on it. There's nothing.
Got one of them.
Sorry, you got one?
Yeah, I've got one in my cupboard. It's a really, really old one.
They were great at the time, but then you play it now, you're like, I can't see what is on the screen. It's not backlit. It's blurry. It's like tiny little screen. I can't see what's going on. Like I said, there's so many different options in this game. You can change what the actual screen looks like with the, you know, you can change. Change it to look like an LCD screen, or change it to look like an old CRT, that type of thing. And I think it's cool. It's a cool little system. And like I say, it's the right time at the right place for them, because they are incredibly hard to get hold of. And you've just got to know when to be able to get one, because every time I try and get one, it's normally months after the fact that I hear that another batch have gone out. I just so happened to, one of my friends said, oh, I'm going to pre-order one of these, they're coming out, they're going on sale again tomorrow at this date. I was like, no way. This is like almost destiny. And I made sure I was on the site at the time and ordered one for Christmas. Yeah, it just seems that I need to figure out.
How much are they?
Let's figure this out. Probably close to 300 quid.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
practically a new console.
It's pretty much, I mean, to be fair, the tax man took a lot of that. Man took about 50 quid of that because he's good like that. I think realistically, it cost about 240. But the tax man wanted a big chunk of change after the fact. This is like I said, this is what it is. These things are they're kind of like a, I don't want to say boutique, but they it's one of them things that you don't need one. But it's very cool little gadgets that do reproduce the actual. I won't say they don't emulate, but they reproduce the actual real deal sort of thing, and it's very cool. And other than that, I've not really done a lot else. I'm tinkering away in Fortnite again. I've come to the realization in Fortnite this season that this is a season of snipers, and I'm not a sniper. The amount of times that I get downed by someone sniping because I'm too busy looking through a scope trying to find people and somebody else sees me and snipes me. It's just constant. And I've tried using the snipers. I'm just crap at it. I'm really not good at it. They've put a new gun in, which is a middleman between a sniper and an assault rifle, which is a little better. I'm using that and I'm not horrendous at that. But I need to, like say, in recent months, like recent seasons, you can tell when it's the sniper season and when it's not. It's when, you know, when the sniper classes come in and you can get one shot from a sniper. It's like, I'm just really not going to be good at this season. So now I'm like kind of like almost writing this season off. And I'll get back to trying to be better at next. It's not going to stop me playing it. I'm still going to play it and just be shouting and angry all the time. Kids sniping me from 200 feet, 200 yards away, wherever it is. Sick of these sweaty kids getting the six shots from miles away from me. But other than that, like I said, I don't think I've played much else. Like Anna, I'm readying myself for Prince of Persia in a few weeks. A couple of weeks, I think, now.
Because it was really good at...
It was good. It was good at EGX, yes. And I say it's not too long, though. It's not too long on it. It's coming out on everything, I think, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. Definitely. I'll get it on PC. There's a few other different games coming out on the horizon now. Like I say, Justice League's in February now at this point. I'd assume it's almost gone gold at this point. I can't see him pushing it back now.
Most importantly, Persona 3 Reload is only like 3 weeks away.
It is. That's the start of February as well, yeah.
Plus Rebirth, Anna, that's coming out on the 14th, isn't it? Of Feb?
No idea.
Yes, Rebirth is out in February, yeah. Yeah, need to have finished
the first one. Looking couple of months. I was reading the other day that I know I've talked about this before. I can't remember exactly what they call it. Like El Raiden Chronicles. It's like an RPG that's coming out this year. It's made by the people who made this older game that I harp on about every now and again, Suikoden. But because that's coming out, they're remastering the original 1 and 2 of Suikoden as well. And that comes out middle of the year. Have either of you, Pab or Anna, seen... more Anna, because Pab wouldn't care, actually, thinking about it. But I read that there's a rumour that Final Fantasy IX is getting a remake that might even come out late this year.
Not seen anything.
No, I've not heard anything of that.
I feel like 2024 is probably just them exaggerating for hype and clicks, but the remaster of it, the remake they're doing of it, is apparently definite. It is coming in the next
year. Can't see them doing that. If they're trying to make a remake to the scale of 7, I don't know why they'd want to get in the middle of that dev cycle with a different game.
I can't imagine it would be to the depth that 7's got, but it'll be well, they were calling it a remake, not a remaster in the thing I read, but that could just be the person writing the article rather than the devs, couldn't it, really?
Well, remakes, with the original being called Final Fantasy VII Remake, you'd think that'd be to the scale of that then, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying is I don't think 9 was as popular as 7 that they wouldn't go as deep, is what I mean. Like, say, they remastered.
Is it not? I know people did like 9, though. Was it 9 you said?
8 and 10 got like a HD polish or whatever, although 8 was nowhere near the polish that 10 got, but I don't know. I just can't see them completely rebuilding the game like they did with 7. That would, unless they're planning on doing it in 4 installments or something. But I just don't think they'd get the hype that 7 got. Even though it's great, I loved 9. I'm not trying to talk it down. I'm just saying it's not got the love that 7 had. I don't know. There was a leaker that was apparently giving updates about them at the end of this year, saying that they're on their way, and 10's getting a remake as well, like a proper remake rather than a remaster, which seems that'd be the third time they've done that game, which would be interesting. But it's a good one. Part of my point was meant to be, this year looks kind of mad for me. I'm kind of looking at it thinking every month or every 6 weeks is a game that I'll absolutely love coming out for a good stretch.
There you go.
And hopefully a new console.
Yeah, this Switch 2.
Switch 2's this year.
I'll have one.
Why? Yeah. You don't even play the 2 you've why? Got. Why? Because you don't play the 2 you've got.
I do.
You need to get rid of one of them. You can't have 3 Switches. There's no
reason.
Well,
it's not a Switch, is it? It's a new. That's like me saying to you, oh, you can't have a PS5. You've got a PS3 and a PS4. You don't need a PS5.
But you don't that's need 2 nonsense. Switches. They do the same thing.
No, the Switch 2 will be a whole extra, like a next console, won't it? It won't be just like an Xbox S and an Xbox X or whatever they were doing, or the Pro and the PS. It'll be the Switch 2, like the Super Nintendo versus the Nintendo.
I imagine it won't even be the Switch 2. It will
no,
be
I think it is.
A new console.
No, I think based on the leaks this week, I feel like they've said it's going to be more like a continuation just because of the popularity of Switch.
But that's what more the Wii, like... wouldn't it?
But they made that mistake with, they already balls that up with the Wii U. Do they not learn?
Well, yes, but I don't know.
Ultimately, they better bring this out sort of August time so I can give my youngest my Switch and he'll be delighted that he's got that free thing for his birthday while I spend his birthday money on getting myself a Switch 2 for my birthday.
I mean, it'll be Christmas, I think. It'll be a Christmas release.
As long as I can spend some of his money on my own gift, I don't mind, Pab.
Splendid. And with news of Sheepdog ripping off his children, we will wrap up that episode there. If you would like to tell us how much of a monster Sheepdog is, the best way to do that is at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And you can follow me at RB6K.
I'm Mr. Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And you just about got us to an hour, Pabby. Good work.
Welcome.
Good work, Pab.
You've carried that home very well. See you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.